Good to see you this morning. Doing good. It's December. And December means what? Christmas. December means Christmas. Did you not know that? Had you not realised? Yeah, December means Christmas. It's coming. And when will Christmas be? When will Christmas be? The day after the young man's birthday. Someone's got a birthday on Christmas Eve. And what date is that? 24th. So December will be 24 plus 1, 25th. We got there in the end. I'm not sure about this next one. And if it took so long to get the date for Christmas, what about the king's coronation? Somebody knows. Somebody said it. Saturday the 6th of May. The 5th of May is a bank holiday. Saturday the 6th of May. And I think the Friday is a bank holiday as well. I think so. Well, I'll give you a bank holiday. We kind of know when some things are happening, don't we? We kind of know because we're never quite sure what tomorrow will bring, but some things we're not so sure about. For example, can someone please tell me when the cinema site in town will finally have a building on it? No, you can't, can you? We've all been waiting for, what is it now, 21 years? Or let me be a bit more personal. When will you finish all your education and all your exams? Maybe. When will you find that new job you're hoping for? When will you finally have a date for your hospital appointment? Some things we just don't know, do we? We don't know where many things will happen. We don't even know what tomorrow will bring. And that uncertainty worries some of us. We struggle with that uncertainty. But at Christmas we look back to events in past history, and they help us to have hope for the future. Now, I need four or five people to come and help me this morning. I wonder if there are four or five who might come and help me. Here comes. Yeah, well done. Come on. Come on, little Jack. Rocco, Raphael, are you going to come and help me? Great. I need some bigger children as well, actually. I do need some bigger, stronger children. If not, I'll have to get the three behind me to help. Looks like it'll be the three big kids behind me then. Right, okay. Now, late arrivals, very good. Come on. Up you come, very good, okay. Now, let me ask you two down here, okay?
Edward.
You're Edward, yes, and you're Jack. And what are we waiting for at Christmas? What do we think, what do we remember at Christmas?
It's your birthday.
Birthday? Whose birthday?
God's.
Yeah, Jesus' birthday, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, that's right. So, what we do is we remember
that Jesus was born
in a manger, and he was laid there in a manger full of straw. Do you want to hold that for me?
Yes.
Can you do that? Very good. Thank you, Edward. Hope you're strong. Very good. Excellent. Now, then, on Good Friday, what do we remember happened on Good Friday? Can you remember? Anyone remember? Not the resurrection. You've jumped ahead. Crucifixion. Now, we remember that Jesus died, don't we? I think maybe you could hold that one for us, okay? Put it on the ground if you need to. That's a cross, yeah, because remember that then Jesus died. So Christmas he was born, Good Friday he died, that's right. And then on Easter Day, someone just said it.
He rose.
He rose from the dead, didn't he? Come with me, come and help me, come and help me, come and help me. We need the stone. was rolled away, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, now, can you hold that?
I'm a bit strong.
Michelle can help you. We've got another big kid here. Good. Right. Okay. So, Jesus rose from the dead. He was born. He died. He rose from the dead. And then what did he do? Do you remember?
Okay.
You can't remember. What did Jesus do after he'd risen from the dead? He met with people, didn't he? For 40 days, he met with people. He even had supper with them. He cooked some fish on a barbecue and ate with them after he died and risen again. Can you hold that one for me? Thank you. Very good. Don't worry. They're not real fish. They don't smell. It's all right. Okay, and then after those 40 days, what happened? He rose again. He ascended into heaven. We say that he ascended into heaven. He went back into heaven to be with God forever. You haven't got enough hands yet. Phil, you're going to have to be my last helper. There we are. Nice big crown for Phil. He went back to heaven where he lives today with Father God, and he is the King of all things. But Jesus, all through his life, Jesus kept saying that he would come back to this earth again. And in Advent, yes, we look back, but we also look forward to the day when he will come again. And that's what our Bible reading was all about. Brilliant. Thanks for your help. Do you want to pop those down? That's it. Thank you for your help. Go and sit down. Let's leave that there. So Jesus went back to heaven to be with his Father, but he said he'd come back to this earth again. So here's what he said. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. So be on guard, be alert. You do not know when that time will come. One thing we do know about the future is that Jesus will come. But we do not know when that will be. Not even Jesus knows when that will be. But one day God the Father will say to Jesus, his Son, "Son, it's time. Go back." But because we don't know, because it could be today, or tomorrow, or 1,000 years, we must be ready every day. But how can we be ready? How can we be ready for Jesus to come back again? Well, Jesus now tells a short story, a parable, about how we can be ready. So it starts in verse 34. He says, "It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with their assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch." So, imagine Lord and Lady Richly Fortune. That's their house. Very, very wealthy. They live in this massive mansion. And one day, Lord and Lady Richly Fortune call the butler and the maids and the cooks and the gardeners, all their staff together, and say to them, "Now listen, we're going away to our house in Monaco. We may be gone some time. You must be ready for when we come back. We're leaving you in charge of the house and the gardens, the grounds and the stables and all the horses. So do your work well. Make sure that one of you is always at the gatehouse waiting for us to come back, because we want the house nice and warm, all the fires lit for when we come home. You must be ready, whenever it be." Well, what do you think the servants did while Lord and Lady Richly Fortune were away? What do you think they did? I can't hear you from here. They did as they were told. Do you think they did? Might have done. Some of them might have done. Some of them might not have done. Yeah. I guess, you know, maybe the gardeners worked hard, I'm sure, because, you know, they followed Ian's example and worked hard, even when their leg's broken. Perhaps the cooks took shortcuts, though. Perhaps they went, you know, they phoned up Domino's Pizzas and brought in McDonald's. And maybe the maids, well, maybe they slept in the master's bed. The butler, well, he tried his best to keep everyone in order, but it wasn't very easy. Who knows what the servants might or might not have done? But in verse 35, Jesus applies this to you and to me today. Therefore, Jesus says, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight or when the cock crows or in the morning. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. So, are you watching? Are you watching for Jesus to come back again? We need to be ready. We must be ready for that great and glorious day when Jesus returns. But, according to Jesus, how will we show that we are ready? How will we show that we're ready? Well, we'll be busy, won't we? We'll be busy working and living out God's call to be loving him and loving others. We'll be busy in God's kingdom, working for him. What will that look like for us? Well, in verse 34, Jesus told the servants that they had an assigned task. Each one had a different task, a different job to do. And that's what they were to do. That's how they were to be ready, by doing the task that God had given them to do. So what is your job? What is the task that God has given you to do while you wait for Jesus to return? How are you using the skills that you have, the gifts that you have, your talents, your time, your money? How are you using them to build God's kingdom, to grow the church, to serve the church family here at St. Peter's? We keep watch by loving Jesus and loving and serving those around us, by being useful in God's house, which is his church family. Now, Proverbs tells us, this Proverbs is a book in the Old Testament, it tells us that we are not to be like slugs, but like ants. Okay? So. It's gone like that. Okay. Slugs. Slugs are slow and lazy and slimy. All they do is to sit on the lettuces, chomping away all day long, just getting fatter and fatter and fatter. And then they have a little doze. And then they eat a bit more. Jesus says, don't be like slugs, but be like ants. Ants are busy, busy, busy. Never stop working. Busy creatures working together, not by themselves, working together with the other ants to build those fantastic nests that they build, those fantastic mounds of twigs and so on. And so says Jesus, don't let him find you sleeping when he comes back. Instead, watch. Watch out for Jesus coming back, because he will do. And if you find it hard to believe that he really will after all this time, remember that we look back. He did come back then. He was born in the manger. He did live and do wonderful things and say wonderful things, and he did die. No serious historian will doubt that. And he did rise again, beyond all reasonable doubt. And he did go back to his Father in heaven. And he said time and again, he will come again. And Jesus always keeps his promises. So, at Christmas we look back. But as we do, it helps us to look forward. Look forward to that great day when Jesus will come back and take us to be with him. And then we can pray as we wait. We can pray something like this. Thank you, Lord, for being so very patient with me. You delayed sending Jesus until you'd brought me to him, forgiven me, and made me one of his disciples. Now I can look forward to his coming without fear, but full of hope. Help me to keep watch and be ready for him by being a faithful servant of your church family. Well, maybe you'd like to join me in those words and say this prayer for yourself as we think of Jesus coming back. So let's join together in these words. Thank you, Lord, for being so very patient with me. You delayed sending Jesus until you'd brought me to him, forgiven me, and made me his disciple. Now I can look forward to his coming without fear, but full of hope. Help me to keep watch and be ready for him by being a faithful servant of your church family. Amen. Amen. Phil, back to you.